T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, let me bring on from the Delco Times, the most opinionated guy in this town. He's fiery, he's wild, he's extremely unpredictable. Jack McCaffrey is out of line from the Delco Times. Hi, Jack.
Angela, how are you?
Jack, do you like Los Angeles?
Not really.
No.
No, I can do without it.
Is it annoying you that they seem to be winning all of the tussles we have with them in sports right now?
I tell you when they really annoyed me, when they won the Stanley Cup a couple times and kept dragging it around South Jersey, probably should have thrown that in the ocean.
And we're off and running with Jack.
That was out of order. Jack, that was out of order.
Give me your thoughts on losing Machado. What did you think of the fact that L.A. outbid the Phillies and got Machado?
It was a bad, bad moment for the Phillies. You talk about a situation that was ripe for everything that the Phillies needed. That was the one. And you go through the list of what they need. They definitely need an upgraded shortstop. There's your guy. They are not winning that National League East without an increase in power. There's your guy. They are hemorrhaging fans. Nobody goes there anymore. They needed star power. These fans have not bought into this nucleus because there's really no stars there. Aaron Nola looked great last night. He's got a shot at that, but he doesn't have star power. Machado would have given you that. It gives you everything. It would have been a moneymaker for them. It would have been made them a better team. It would have been an appropriate award for Gabe Kapler and his team and what they've done to this point. It's now going to be deflating that they weren't able to do it. It's the Phillies are not going to respond well to this, and the fans are going to rebel. This was a bad, bad moment when they were unable to just throw together Bush League, minor league prospects to rent a developing Hall of Famer with the opportunity to sign him. And I'll tell you what, because I spent as much time as was available with Machado for the last 2 days, and it was quite an amount of time to be available. Listening to him, you got the sense that he would really not like to move twice. Wow. And you also got the sense that he would be willing to, during this rental time, take a real good, long, honest look at that operation and give that a real good chance to sign with them again.
Wow.
That's what I took out of that. And because it's funny, because you've all been at those kind of situations.
Right, but Jack, hold on.
They go on forever and ever. Yeah.
But Jack, let's just review what you said, because this is important what you said. And you were with him for a couple of days. You're saying whoever won the battle in the trade to get him automatically also gets an advantage in that he would love to just plant his roots where he's traded if you make him the proper offer and he likes where he's playing, which we already know he would here. We got the money. We got the passion. He's staying on the East Coast. He might have signed here. We might have had him long term if we made this trade. That makes it even worse.
Well, you nailed it when you said gives them the advantage.
Yeah.
He is definitely going to go there and with an open mind and a willingness to stay. It's going to come down to his family. He's a family man. I saw him a couple of times at the All-Star game underneath the stadium with his family walking with him. He's a family guy. And he said, I want to try free agency. He said, you know, money is obviously important. He said, but what's most important is if my family is happy somewhere, he said, then I'm happy. Mm. So it's going to be, if they go out, and he also mentioned about the hassle of moving. He doesn't want to move too much. So if they go out to LA and that family likes it out there, he's not going to spring out of there again, I wouldn't think.
Jack, a lot has been made about the relationship between Andy McPhail and Klentak with the Orioles and Machado. You didn't find that to be a big deal with him.
I didn't. In fact, there was a lot that's been said about that all year. It was McPhail and Klentak really came up through the Orioles organization, and Joe Jordan was the guy who drafted him. And I specifically grabbed, late in his availability, I said, can I ask you, I said, do you have a good relationship with McPhail and Klentak and Joe Jordan and these guys that the Phillies have put together as a kind of an Orioles connection? And this is exactly what he said. He said, I wouldn't say it's a good relationship. He said, but I want to characterize it. He said, I wouldn't say it's a good relationship, which I thought was interesting. Then he said, of course. He said, I know them. And then he specifically was sounding a little bit high on Joe Jordan. He said, Joe was the guy who signed me, drafted me and signed me. And he said, so I know them, of course. He said, but that's about it.
No big advantage.
He didn't say. In fact, he literally said, I wouldn't call it a good relationship.
Well, then that doesn't bode well for trying to re-sign him, because we don't have that advantage. At least not in his eyes. It's a big one, right? What you're telling
Correct.
Us is when he's a free agent, we can't go, wow, look at this with Klentak. You guys were like buddies. No, didn't happen.
That's not how I read it, exactly. Right. I read it as, yeah, I know these guys, and, you know, he's got nothing against them, but I didn't get the sense that, wow, these are my guys. I can't wait to go play for them.
Wow.
That's not what he said.
All right, Jack, while we're on this L.A. thing, I got to go back to the LeBron situation, right? Because owner of the Sixers, Josh Harris, thought it was a major coup that LeBron's people sat down with the ownership of the team before he agreed to go to L.A. Did you think that was a big coup by the ownership of the Sixers?
No. No. It's only a big coup if you sign the guy.
Yep.
It's you come in second, you might as well come in 30th.
Yeah.
So, you didn't get him. And then not only did you not get him, but your entire tanking situation over many years was based on, we're going to get to a point where we're going to have a foundation of decent players, and we're going to have all this money to spend, and then we're going to do it. And they got to that situation, and the best player in the history of the game says, no thanks. So that's what compounded it.
Well, Jack, this is can I still build a champion around the three pillars of talent, that being Embiid, Simmons, and Fultz? Is that going to be an reinforce me to do it this way, Jack. Is that going to be enough? Will Fultz be able to become the superstar, the third superstar we need?
He couldn't start for the summer league team if you had to put him out there tomorrow. Okay? But it's funny you would bring up LeBron or Embiid and Simmons.
I
like them both. They're tremendous talents. They really are. But this is what I'll tell you, that around the league and around basketball, the image of those two guys as the next Shaq and Kobe, that's inaccurate. That's not what people think. That's not how they look at that. In Philadelphia, you have this image that, wow, this is Kareem and Magic. We've got Kareem and Magic. Now we just have to build around them. They don't look at it that way. They certainly don't look at it that way with Simmons. He's viewed as a guy who's unique, but he can't shoot it, and they're not certain that he will shoot it. So when you see the rest of the league not as high on coming to Philadelphia as people in Philadelphia thought it would be, go back to the fact that Embiid and Simmons are a very good foundation, but not an automatic championship foundation. That's the impression from around the league.
The man's provocative. I got to do one more, Jack, because a week from today, the Eagles open training camp, the world champion Philadelphia Eagles. Are they a better team than they were at the very end of last year? Is the roster stronger now than it was when they won the Super Bowl?
That's impossible to say. I'd say no. Not as strong, but and not only that, that's going to be tough to repeat. That was a unique kind of a year that everything fell in place with the exception of the Wentz injury. Really, if things fell in place for them and they did well and they were well coached and they were competitive and prepared and deserved every moment of that parade. And the ring ceremony, it was a wonderful, wonderful thing for them. But I wouldn't think that they look like a championship team again.
All right, I'm going to tell you the truth. I had other questions, Jack, but you've come across as kind of negative this morning.
Oh my God!
And before,
dear Lord,
I'm gonna let you go now before I kill myself.
All right? Jack.
But I love you, Jackie. You know I love you, pal.
Thanks, Angelo.
The great Jack McCoy. Al. That was a lot of negative. Holy mackerel. I was 10 minutes of pure negativity. I enjoyed it immensely.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.